as part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce, leading with 2020 Vision. Let's say good morning to Adam Shanks. Hey, Adam.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Yeah, you see, you get to follow another great actor again this morning.
that's a tough act to follow. You can tell the passion in his voice for what he does. That's great.
Yeah, they do a lot of good.
And by the way, he just got named treasurer of the C2A3 Board of Directors.
Okay.
So that's the Agriculture Advancement from Community Colleges. So.
Absolutely.
Yeah, he's a good guy. He's a good guy. And Sue, of course, is. Yeah. We'll get to that later. So.
Yeah, hey. They've been a good partner with us, Ivy Tech. We do a lot out at the research farm there in Lafayette. Mm-hmm. Work together with some digital ag stuff. So,
first thing out of my mind is what was your reaction when the governor decided to go to stage five?
I was excited, but it hasn't really changed much for us. We still are doing the same safety plan, making sure that protocols are followed for disinfecting and hand sanitizer. So it's kind of business as usual. That didn't change much for us. I'm kind of excited. We are going to start doing some in-person programs now. I got approved yesterday for a meeting in December to have a PARP, which is the pesticide license training for farmers. So December 9th will be having that. We're actually going to be having it out at the farmer's shop out by Clinton Central with the COVID testing going on at the fairgrounds building. I'm kind of moving my programs around as a county this year to keep away from those guys and let them do their thing through the day. So we're working on some more. I got some more conference calls this morning, and we're going to plan some more winter meetings in person. Now we'll have a virtual option as well, so people can stay at home and still watch, but are going to start doing some in-person stuff again, so I'm excited to do that.
How much did COVID, in your mind, really cut back on the ag side of things, especially earlier in the year, but now it seems like you guys are really in full gear because the weather's been great to go ahead and get the crops in.
Yeah, farming's essential. It does not, if farming stops, we're all in trouble.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we have to keep going. The weather, early on we had some early beans that got out and got those harvested. This past week was kind of wet and chilly, and so it wasn't real conducive for bean harvest. So some guys switched over and started harvesting some corn, because you can do that when it's a little bit, when conditions are a little tougher. But boy, this week it looks like the door's going to get kicked open, and we ought to be able to swallow up some beans this week.
Yeah, and I heard a couple of people talking at a meeting I was at last night, and they were thrilled at what's been coming in so far.
Yeah, I've heard some pretty good bean yields. The corn's been well. We have to do some drying on the corn, but it's already drier than it was all year last year with the late crop. We harvested some Saturday, and the way it rolled out of the trailer and went into the, just the way it moves, you could just tell that it was a lot drier, and that just makes everything move a lot more smoothly. And so right now, it was kind of nice to guys could get some corn in and get it drying, and now we'll move into probably pretty full-fledged bean harvest this week and knock those acres out pretty quick, I imagine.
Okay, what's the next big thing for you guys besides, obviously the crops is, but what's the next big thing for you guys?
As far as?
Either personal or professional, either one.
Oh, okay. So yeah, I mean, we'll be moving into having winter meetings here, and we're going to do a Saturday 6-hour integrated pest management workshop. So that'll be, we'll have some applicator and some credits available for professional development, but we're going to have an all day. That way we can capture, your guys that work at factories and farm, or I've got a lot of guys that drive a school bus and farm. So maybe we can get them in on a Saturday, get some training, get them some credits and have a good time that way. And then we're going to go through and do the drone class again coming up there in March.
Okay.
We're moving through, getting some stuff going here for winter and Yeah, we've got some stuff going for some virtual programs for farm management. We've got one we're working on for how to handle farm leases, and or somebody inherits a farm. Now, what do we do? So, some economic stuff coming down the line this winter. So, a lot of good stuff coming. So, we'll keep you guys posted on that.
Okay. Anything else you want to add or bring up we haven't talked about yet?
I don't think so. Anything you guys had anything on mind, but I think I got everything covered.
Oh, okay. Hey, thanks for overlooking my screw up for the weekend. I put the wrong dates on your dates for this week, so I did that with everybody. So
no problem.
Okay,
so no problem. I tried calling in and it was busy, so I'm like, well, maybe it's not the right day. No big deal.
That was me bad. So
if we're not flexible, all right?
Adam, thanks much. Greatly appreciate the time. You take care, and we'll catch you later. Okay.
You too, guys. Have a good weekend.
All right.
You too.
All right. Take care. Bye bye.
Thanks, Adam. That's Adam on our WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision.